Our pregame coverage continues live from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by last night's starting pitcher, Evan Yates. Evan, it was a terrific season debut for you last night. Four innings, a young career best, eight strikeouts. So how are you feeling on the mound last night, and what was working for you?
Yeah, I felt really good. I was really confident with every pitch. Just went in there, just wanted to just pound the zone with everything, be confident, not let the weather bother me anyway, just play my game.
Like you said, it didn't seem like the weather bothered you at all, but was that the coldest climate you've ever pitched in your baseball career?
I think so, yeah. I know in college I pitched in Michigan one time, and it was pretty cold that night, so I think that kind of matches up pretty close, I would think.
You go back to last night, you were originally slated to start Tuesday, then the game gets postponed, so then you get pushed back another day. How does that affect your process, if at all? You know, you're probably pretty amped up to take the mound for opening night at the ballpark. It doesn't happen. So how does that maybe change your clock a little bit, or did it not maybe affect you so much?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of helped me a little bit too. I mean, getting another extra day of throwing before. I mean, going into Tuesday, I was pretty amped up, ready to go. But, you know, again, getting the extra day, kind of know what's working for me, and then going into the next day, I was super excited.
Now, yesterday was not your professional debut. It was your season debut, of course, but last year you made three appearances in high A with Aberdeen. So how do you feel like maybe those outings maybe helped you coming into your start yesterday coming up against single A hitters?
I think it just came down to the experience a little bit. I mean, I know it wasn't a big sample size when out in Aberdeen, but didn't really bother me too much. I was still just going out there just to play my game, do what I do best.
We're talking about right-handed pitcher Evan Yates. You go back to about a year ago, Evan, you didn't pitch college ball last year, but you did pitch with the Frederick Keys of the MLB Draft League. So I want to start there. How important was that experience for you to pitch with Frederick and get some innings and some appearances under your belt before the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it out there. It was a lot of fun playing with those guys, even playing with Christian Rodriguez. Yeah, I really enjoyed my time out there. Getting back there on the mound, not pitching all spring, getting there all summer, I was biting at the bit for sure.
You know, to follow up with that, Frederick obviously very close to Baltimore. So did the Orioles kind of get in on you around that time, or did you maybe not know they were in on you?
Yeah, to be completely honest, I wasn't in any kind of contact with them at all. It was a little surprising to hear from them, but came to that last draft day, I knew there was a chance that they were going to take me.
Now, how did it feel to get drafted? Of course, getting drafted in the 20th round is maybe, I don't know if scary is the right word, but it's getting towards the end. You haven't heard your name called yet, but when you did finally get that call and the Orioles were drafting you, what was that feeling like?
It was one of the best feelings ever. I mean, it's something I've always dreamed about, always worked hard for through, I mean, my entire life. I've played this game, and I think that was probably the biggest highlighted moment of my life.
Well, Evan, it was fun to watch you pitch last night. Best of luck to the rest of the way. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Pitcher Evan Yates, we're back with more after this on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.